raising godly children. Is it important?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, sadly, I think many Christian fathers just don't know how important it is to raise godly children. You see, fathers by and large seem to have forgotten what is commanded of them. For instance, in Psalm 78 we read, quote, "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children," end of quote. As evolution and humanism have crept into our society, the importance of the family has also been reduced. Many Christians have virtually abandoned the notion of the foundational importance of the family, which is based in the history of Genesis. And once this foundation has been attacked and removed, there's no basis for the father's role as a spiritual head, responsible for teaching children. And we now see big problems with young people, which reflects this lack of training. See, the family is the backbone of the nation, and the collapse of the Christian structure is directly related to the fact that many fathers have abandoned their God-given role of the headship which was ordained in Genesis.
These secular humanists also know that to undermine the family, you attack Genesis. After all, marriage was founded there. That's one of the themes of Ken Ham's excellent booklet, Evolution, Creation, and the Culture Wars. We'll send 10 of these booklets after you send us a gift of any size. The call is free at 1-888-889-ANSWERS.